Psalm 88, Preface. The fear of death affects bone and marrow, appalls the heart, and consumes the strength. But to be terrified at the wrath of God and eternal damnation on account of sin is a torment above all torments. When sin looms up before the soul and lashes the conscience with remorse, when the very thought of God brings to the heart the remembrance of avenging justice, when the mind's eye sees the jaws of hell open to devour, then the blackness of darkness envelops the soul and the heart is pierced with unutterable anguish. These pangs of eternal death our Lord Jesus Christ endured in the highest degree during his struggle in the garden, and when he cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Such high spiritual temptations God sometimes suffers to fall upon some of his saints, yet in a smaller measure. In such distress of his soul, Job exclaimed that God had become cruel to him, and he cursed the day of his birth. But when our soul, for a time, must sit in darkness, we must nevertheless not despair, but must sigh unto God to grant us a ray of his grace. And though he does not take away the whole burden at once, yet he will lighten it and will give the strength needful to bear it. He knows what burden and what comfort is good for every soul. And though his salvation often seems to tarry, it will come, and it will come at the right and proper time. This let us remember in the reading of the 88th Psalm. Prayer in time of strong temptation. A song or psalm for the sons of Korah, to the chief musician upon Mahalath Leonath Maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee, incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lies hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourns by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? Or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me, thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water, they compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. Summary. This psalm pictures the suffering which our Lord Jesus Christ endured in his soul when struggling with eternal death, the greatest of all his torments. A taste of it, the author of this psalm experienced, and he compares it with death, the grave, and hell. It is indeed the pang of pangs, and a very little taste of it will not fail to fill the soul with horror. Saint Paul describes it as a thorn in the flesh, Satan's angel buffeting him. In this struggle of his soul, the high priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, and all the people wagged their heads over Jesus, mocking him, and their cruel words must have pierced his heart like sharp arrows. In this life, the Christians must be made like unto their master, being railed at in their afflictions. and often even their friends and relatives will stand aloof from them. But rejoice and be exceeding glad, ye followers of Jesus. In due time, a radiant crown of glory will take the place of the crown of thorns. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst endure the pangs of death and the torments of hell for our sake, be with us and save us from the spirit of despondency, which would drive us to despair and would swallow up our soul. Pour out abundantly upon us the spirit of joy and comfort to draw our souls out of the slough of despond, and to strengthen and comfort us through thy sacred wounds. Amen.